93KHJ American Samoa's Best Music Mix. We got Matafau Super alum Keiki Misipeka in studio. Good morning, Keiki. How you doing, man?
Good morning, John.
Good to have you back here.
Thank you.
So what have you been up to lately? You last you were assistant coach over at Miami, right?
I was working in as director of player personnel and NIL engagement, yes, at University of Miami.
And NIL is what?
Name, image, and likeness, and basically it's like a marketing term where high school kids transition to college and can get can monetize.
Okay. So back in the day, we were just learning, like, I think Johnny Manziel struggled with this, yeah? Yeah, anyway, where he was basically, like, having to sign his own autographs to pay the bills while the university made a gazillion dollars off selling his jersey, and he got none of it. So sounds like this is a newer development. Yeah, so we got you on in The Rock, and you have got a new platform. It's called Kid from The Rock, and anybody who follows you, that was always your big hashtag, right, was promoting our kids whenever they got off island and got with a college or be it a JUCO or whatever, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I think 20 years ago, you know, just helping kids start with Fieldhouse 100 with the Smart Brothers and then, you know, Pacifica International Sport Alliance, you know, I've always used the hashtag Kid from the Rock. And as I navigate, you know, 10 years in the college and NFL as a scout, I'm all the way down to University of Miami. You know, I've always kept in touch with the island and trying to help as many families as I could. But with the new era of high school recruiting, college, transfer portal, NIL, that landscape has tremendously changed just the recruiting process for everybody across the country, but more so has pushed recruiting far away from American Samoa and athletes being recruited. And that kind of left the, you know,
so American Samoa is not getting recruited as actively now, or
not at the as a Division I athlete. And so I keep I have a 20-year database that I, you know, I've stayed in keep track of. And before transfer portal, there was at least maybe about 4 to 6 kids that were going Division I. Now enter the transfer portal era, there has only been one student athlete that has been going to the Division I program.
Why has the transfer portal caused this?
Well, it's free agency. If college players are not happy at their current location, they're put their name into the portal, and now they're basically free agent that any collegiate program across the country can recruit these kids. And
but why does that make American Samoa less desirable than it was 5 years ago?
Because a kid at a four-year program now is more developed. He understands how a four-year program works, and college coaches will take ready-made athletes.
Versus somebody coming from our non-AstroTurf field.
Correct. And for us, we're still developing, whatnot. And I know the coaches and our organizations here with the resources are doing the best that we can, but we're still far away from that process.
Well, what would be what's the best path then to get a kid? I mean, I know it's like a near impossibility. It's like a 1 in 1,000 if you're lucky to get into the NFL from high school. But it does happen. It has happened. You know, you said like we got 4 to 6 D1s, and then some of those materialized the NFL. What's the best possible path right now for an American Samoan athlete?
You know, it depends on who you're talking to, who you're dealing with. But, you know, I'll share the Francis Moingoa story and Francisco Moingoa. They played here, and they left the island, and they took a leap of faith between themselves and their families. And, you know, 6-7 years later down the road, I mean, Francisco gets drafted to the New York Jets, and Francis gets drafted this year to the New York Giants. And just the whole resource piece that's available in the mainland, and those are things that kind of puts our athletes on steroids.
So you really got to get, but to truly have a shot, you got to develop off island.
You know what? I wouldn't say that. You can get developed here, okay. But the landscape of college recruiting, coaches will take guys that are a little bit more developed, and that's where transfer portal comes in. There's still 3 to 2 star athletes that are in the mainland that still struggle to get an opportunity to go play Division I.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's not just hurting American Samoa; it's hurting
athletes, everyone. Huh?
Everyone.
So the JUCO. What about the JUCO route, the junior college or the D2-3? You know, those ones. Is that road still open?
100%. So that's the educational piece. Just trying to educate families that understand that the goal for probably every kid's dream is to go Division I. But the new era of getting recruited is going D2. JUCO, the NCAA yesterday just passed a rule 5 for 5. Like there's no more redshirt year. Like you get 5 years to go and play, whether you get hurt, you know, whatever may happen, you have 5 years. So the NCAA just approved that yesterday.
5 is no more or no less, or what was the problem? They were more? They were staying longer?
Well, the old rule, including the redshirt, was if the kid got use his red shirt year, he burnt it. But if he got hurt, then he'll get a medical red shirt. So they'll give him an extra year. And if he got hurt again, they'll give him another year. So there are guys that...
Super duper seniors.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hey, we're running our mouth here, but we've got an NFL agent in studio here. from Red Envelope Sports, who is a partner of that, we have Charles Cox here. Hey, Charles, how's it going?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So you are from Atlanta, right?
Correct.
And can we tell a little bit about your story? The agency that you're partnered with has a pretty impressive roster, right?
Yeah. No. I joined the agency several years ago. Our partner and founder, Don Yee, represents Tom Brady, represents 3 head coaches in the NFL, Mike McCarthy, Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton. So he's one of the more successful NFL agents in the history of the sport, and I run the NIL division, which we launched a few years ago with the origin of NIL coming to the scene for both high school and college football players.
And that, again, that's name, image, and license, so that kids can get paid for their name, image, and license, but and the college doesn't eat up all the money, right?
Exactly. I mean, for 3-4 decades, schools made a lot of money using the name, image, and likeness of their players, TV rights contracts, ticket sales, sponsorships, and none of the money was shared with the players. So a court case was settled last summer, and out of that, schools can now spend money on players and compensate them for their marketing rights to play football there. So that's a big part of our business now.
Okay. And so having said that, what is the purpose of your trip to American Samoa with Keiki? What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah. So I met Keiki about a year ago. I think he and I hit it off from a same values, same perspective around helping kids and their families. You know, he's one of one, in my opinion. There's a lot of folks, obviously, in America that played football or coached football that have Samoan roots. Keiki was born here, grew up here, played college football over in the States, has coached junior college ball, has coached major Power 4, highest level ball, worked in personnel office. So he has this unique, call it a renaissance man within football that, and then I heard his story and, you know, I'm from the Southeast. You know, my mother and father live on a farm. There was some parallels to Fa'a Samoa with my family and how I was raised, and fell in love with kind of the culture. My first time coming here, been wanting to book a visit for months. So I'm here to support him, to grow Kid from the Rock, and try to help families figure out how to profile their children, get them opportunities for college scholarships. And then yes, you know, there are NIL opportunities for the very best of the best, but our primary goal here is to level the playing field between mainland families and American Samoan families who, you know, obviously it's very expensive to come over here. College, you know, coaches have to use their budget to fly over here. So our job is to give American Samoan families the same advantages that mainland families have in terms of recruiting, and make American Samoan, because from a values perspective, from a character perspective, right? For how these children are raised here, they are A+, right?
They're so much more coachable, I think.
They're much more coachable. It's our generation, Keiki and my generation, it's 40-year guys in their 40s and 30s, they're the coaches. Uh-huh. And so we know that these families are going to be very attractive to coaches. How do we get them profiled? How do we get them to navigate the landscape so they get opportunity? And Keiki's an expert in that. And obviously I support him and have helped him launch it, but I only come in when the family needs to be educated on NIL and the potential opportunities that come.
But that's a big component, though. I mean, if
it is,
if you're Don He, is that his name?
Don Yee.
Don Yee. Yep. If he has already made its own division for name, image, license, it sounds like there's a lot of logistics involved in that now. Newfound as well, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we want to under-promise, over-deliver with families, right? The first tier is getting them full scholarships for education.
Okay.
If they produce at a high level at these colleges, then yes, there are opportunities to make money from these schools. And our job is to negotiate and represent these families. And you know, a big part of our job is to make sure these kids give back to the Rock, give back to the island, take care of their village, take care of their family,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what Keiki's doing. Well, he's been doing that for 20 years. But now, with NIL, there's opportunities for these kids to make money and give back to their families.
Is there a name, image, license, though? Is there something to be monetized? Because, we're talking about the transfer portal. Most of our kids are going to be, you know, we're lucky to get to JUCO now. Is there much of a market in a junior college for the NIL?
Not yet. I think over the next 10 years, there will be. I think junior colleges are becoming a more attractive place for players to go and get developed and get film and then transfer to a bigger school.
True. But if you got Joe Montana's high school jersey, I mean, how much would that be worth on eBay now?
Of course. Yeah. and some of the best players in the NFL went through very small schools.
Uh-huh.
Cam Ward, right? You have player number one pick in the draft. So, you know, our track record has been Tom Brady. He was drafted in the sixth round.
All right.
No one thought he would be a good player. I mean, 31 teams passed on him. Round after round. So the history of our firm is
Keiki pop quiz. What school was that? What school did Brady play the league for? D1 school, Big Ten, Big Ten. What you got?
No comment.
Penn State. Was it Ohio State? Okay.
Michigan.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Okay.
One of those fancy schools.
Yeah, right?
But yeah, so we enjoy finding families whose children don't have the limelight
mm-hmm.
and helping them grow their opportunities, develop, find them the right path. And that's where Keiki and I are very symbiotic, right? He deals with recruiting, strategizing with the family, finding opportunities. And then if they get to the highest level, you know, I can step in and help them monetize their NIL, monetize their marketing opportunities. But, you know, first and foremost, we choose clients for criteria. Does the child love football? It's an incredibly violent sport. It's very, very tough. Do they love football? Right? That's the key part. Does the child respect how important academics are in the equation? Because if they're not eligible, they can't get scholarships. And it's easy to look past that because everyone's worried about money, NIL, playing time, tape, but you have to be eligible, right? Do we want to work with the family? Because the mother and the father and the grandma and grandpa are just as much of my client as the child, especially in high school and college, right? So do we enjoy each other? If we enjoy each other, then the chances of that family being successful in recruiting are higher because we know how the coaches think. We represent coaches. We know how they operate, right? We know how they make decisions, right? And I think those three, you know, those three or four criteria, if we can check all those boxes, I feel like in American Samoa, more than the mainland, those values line up better for me and my firm than even the mainland. Okay. On average, so.
Do you have athletes identified that you're going to be speaking with on this trip, or will you be doing like a meet and greet, or do they bring their tape to you, or what's the next step?
Well, part of the kid from the Rock is we're going to build player profiles, grab database, and is also launching Huddle and going back and did what I did 20 years ago. It's put Huddle highlights together, send it out to college coaches, build profiles. The difference between what I did 20 years ago till now, I've gained, you know, 20 years of knowledge, 10 in college and level, and as a 1 year as an NFL scout. So now I'm going to be putting and customizing player profiles to what college coaches are looking for. That's database, that's your measurables, all the way down to player evaluation. And then just looking, a lot of those traits is character, personality, background. And it's not just the player, it's also their families. And I think that was probably the biggest thing why I stepped away from the University of Miami, because I saw the need and the values here back in American Samoa. And I hate to say this, that there was a lot of entitlement at a very high level. And I'm like, man, I know a place where all families and kids really cared about was an opportunity to go to college. I don't want to be an NIL agent. I have been approached about it, and I didn't want to do it. I'd rather focus on the kids. Just so happened the alignment with Charles came into place. But I said to Charles, Charles, if you want to represent our people, if you want to present kids from American Samoa, like, you cannot just recruit and talk to these kids from the mainland. Like, you're actually going to have to come to American Samoa, observe, learn about the culture, understand how people, understand how football works here on the island. So he made a commitment to travel here to kind of understand the landscape. But what impressed me even further, and Charles, you know, didn't have to do it, but he took online Samoan class and to learn how to speak Samoan, you know. And then like 2 weeks ago, he shot me a text. I texted in English, hey, happy Father's Day, and he hit me with the text, Manuile Aso Tama. You know, so that carried a lot of weight for me. I'm like, okay, and there's an alignment there. So that's where I feel like, hey, he can come in, and this would be the right fit to come in and represent the families and the kids here in American Samoa.
All right, very cool. So you guys sound like you got some families identified that you're going to be talking to and going out and visiting?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And then we are doing a workshop as well.
Okay.
So that's Friday.
Tomorrow? Or day after tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
It's Thursday.
Jeez. So
okay.
It's from 3 to 4:30 at Dua Tafuna.
Okay.
What's
the name of your workshop?
It's the Kid from the Rock. Recruiting.
Kid from the Rock.
Yep. Recruiting, right. NIL, Financial Literacy, Marketing, Education Workshop. And then from 5:30 to 7 o'clock would be at ASNOC Stadium office. And then if families wanted to reach out, they can reach me at keiki at kidfromtherock.com. Or my local number is 731-0023.
Okay.
Or yeah, if they just want to go to the website, just type in Kid from the Rock.
All right, easy peasy. Okay, so that's Keiki. I think you're friends with most everybody on Facebook anyway, so they find you that way. Who would you like to show up at this workshop, though, ideally?
You know what? It's the youth coaches, high school coaches, private sector organizations, JPS, AYFS, businesses, and then athletes, parents, and families, because I think it's important for them to be educated throughout their process. And this is what I tell families. NFL is not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
Is there opportunities for our local kids to capitalize on NIL? 100%. But that window is 3 to 5 years. Because we are in a stage of development and whatnot, that's kind of how we have to look at it. And I've seen, let's just set Francis and Francisco aside. I've seen other kids from American Samoa that I've been in touch with that have capitalized on NIL and have taken care of their families. And throughout the whole island, there are a lot of blue collar families. And understanding minimum wage, understanding, hey, you live off the plantation. And some of these kids are 6'3", 6'4", kids that they don't even know it, but they're walking around, they have an opportunity to bless their families. And that's kind of my hope, is it's to tap into that, you know, those families, they just don't know it, but they're there. It's just a matter of educating them and helping those families understand, hey, your son can literally retire you. Your son can make X amount of dollars where you can probably build, you know, a house or two house for them while at the collegiate level. Because if you don't get to the NFL, well, at least you're able to capitalize on NIL to help your family.
Right.
So that's kind of the goal and the thought process. Not just getting them education, NIL is a bonus. And NFL, well, it's a greater bonus.
Right. And it has happened.
Correct.
Many times. Many kids from American Samoa in the NFL.
Yeah. First round of the draft this year, 5 Polynesian.
The Maui Noah kid for the Giants was the biggest story. I mean, sure. That's not even a skilled position. You know, it's usually quarterback or...
It's the second highest paid position on offense, tackle. Yeah. So...
Incredible.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. I think... I'll say one more thing. With Keke versus probably other folks that are not from the island but may have parents that were born here, he's coming here with a little bit of a different philosophy that resonated with me, having learned about what's realistic. Obviously, not every family is going to be able to put their child on the mainland and get developed here in high school. Mm-hmm. So he has... There's going to be certain families that are okay with that and make the sacrifices like the Maui Noah family did. And that may not be the best fit for other families for a variety of reasons, or the child wants to stay here. We want to do both. We want to help the island.
So if they can stay here, it's not the end of the road.
It isn't. There's things that we're going to do around building their recruiting profile, helping coaches here find resources, all, you know, things that we haven't even thought of yet.
If we can figure out that huddle thing, Jace, we'll be...
Yeah, Keke's an expert.
Okay, awesome. Right?
But, you know.
Yeah, that's been holding us back for a while. So, all right, guys, I got to run. But, Charles, great to meet you. Red Envelope Sports, that's Charles Cox, an NFL agent, name, image, and likeness, and Keke Musepeka, a son of Samoa, with his kid from the Rock program. And tomorrow at Diwa in Tafuna, 3 to 4:30, and then you'll be at the Asnot Conference Room at the stadium after 5, right?
Yep, 5:30 to 7.
Good stuff. All right, great to see you guys, and look for them online, kidfromtherock.com. Okay, Charles, great to meet you. Thanks for making the trip down here, and Keke, great to see you again, brother.
Yep. All right, thank you.
Back after this.